1-877-727-7746, talking about the Washington Redskins name.
Right.
How it's deemed very offensive to a lot of Native Americans. And should the name go away? And I was talking to a guy who identified himself as a Native American, and he said, we got a lot of issues in our community. The infant death rate, it's like the highest in the country amongst Native Americans. They're talking about suicides are disproportionately greater in the Native American community. Stroke, chronic liver disease, alcoholism is just off the charts. Binge drinking. They said it's just it's ridiculous that these issues are not being talked about that have been plagued their community for such a long time. And, you know, he made a few good points. But, you know, I just want to get everybody else's take on it instead of me just jumping into the fray.
I mean, it's funny because my understanding is that there are over 500 tribes in the United States. So I want to hear from them.
Right.
I mean, let five of them tell me that this is offensive, or even three, or even one. And, you know, but it just seems like this is, I don't know, it just seems like it's some kind of hidden agenda here.
Or maybe somebody wants to get paid off.
But what if you offend, one?
But I'm not feeling the outrage is what I'm saying here. Out of over 500 tribes, let me know.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah, just talk. Let me know how you feel.
And all the polls are basically in favor from the
Who's doing the polls, though?
All over. They're doing all over. Like USA, I think USA Today did one. They did like four or five, and
To poll Native Americans.
They did. They are polling Native Americans. All of them are over 50%, where they don't have a problem with it.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Fine. Your comment, please.
Yes, my name is Champ, and I'm from Roland, North Carolina, and I'm Native American. Mm-hmm. And I'm from the Lumbee tribe, which is the biggest tribe west of the Mississippi.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it doesn't really bother us, man. I mean, honestly, everybody I've talked to, it's not offensive. And what really bothers me is that we've went to Congress like hundreds and hundreds of times to try to get the Lumbee tribe federally recognized. And they're more worried about changing names of teams than worrying about our Native American people. And that's what really, you know, upsets us.
Right. And you know, because, I mean, Native Americans were here first. You can't, you know, somebody said, well, have them go back where they came from.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going back to Detroit, you know.
Right.
San
Texas,
Francisco.
Oklahoma. America, you know, basically. America, all of America. Yeah.
No, but I hear you. And that's what I was having that conversation with this dude. And he was like, man, this is like small potatoes compared to the real issues
right.
in the Native American community. And I'm not going to say all of them. But, the stats, you know, these come from the Center for Disease Control. These stats of motor vehicle-related deaths from drinking and rates of suicide, and it's crazy. Drugs.
And right now we have two groups really involved in this whole thing. And I just want to know, are you really offended, or is this about something else? Right. That's all.
A check?
That's what it sounds
Could
like.
Be.
I don't know. I don't want to diminish
who,
that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
if it's
know.
About a check, who
how
gets
money-wise?
I mean, I don't understand how that would be.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Your comment, please.
Yeah. I'm Native American in my bloodline somewhere down there. And, you know, it's not offensive to me. Like, I'm mixed on black, too. So if they were called the black skins, I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, I think we should just change the name, keep the name to the Redskins, and, you know, serve spaghetti.
All right.
Spaghetti.
Listen, we don't. Everybody claims to have Native American in their bloodline.
Cherokee.
So can we just have a real, you know, if you're really, you know.
I was looking at Superkin's foot. He's definitely Blackfoot.
Yeah, absolutely. He's actually from the Crustfoot tribe.
Wow. Oh, you mixed?
Good morning. Yeah. Hello.
We know you're a Navajo.
Good morning. Hello.
I think that there's some type of hidden agenda. I don't think the name could come off as offensive, but why now? Like, why change it now? And if any of those teams have an offensive name, it would be the Cleveland Indians before the Washington Redskins, because they're not Indians, they're Native Americans. And so it's like a slap in the face
that
they call them Indians. But, yeah, I think it's some type of hidden agenda. I don't think they really care about Native Americans.
All right. Okay. I don't know. I just think that there's some like issues going on here.
Well,
somebody. I think there might be a lot of people that are Native American that are earnest in their outrage. But I also think there's some people behind the scenes that want to get paid.
I remember Charles Mann back in the '90s, one of the Redskins defensive linemen. Somebody asked him the question, do you feel it's offensive? And he said, if one person feels it's offensive, then I have a problem with it. You should change it. And that was back in the 90s. Right. So are you telling me it took like 25 years for them? That's why I believe there's a hidden agenda behind, because if everybody was so adamant about it in, you know, the 90s, why not now?
Right. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. This is Paul from D.C. Yes, and Albert and Soup hit it right on the nose. I mean, with the statistics that you just put out about the young man saying that a lot of the Native Americans in the statistics and the surveys show that they are not, like, super outrageously against this. It's about 50-50. And then Dan Snyder, he put out the history of behind why they made that name prevalent and on the Redskins symbol, because it was a more sense of a pride and a dignity thing. But my thing is this. We have become a country where if you speak loud enough and scream loud enough, even if you are in the minority, then you're going to be, you know, heard and maybe even change the majority's perspective. And that's not cool, because at the end of the day, we are seeing a lot of laws being passed where they are not really in the majority, you know, population's thoughts, right, or feelings.
You know, they're what organization is a genius at that? You know what organization is a genius at that, that tact? Who? Fox News. Mm-hmm. They scream loud. They can scream misinformation. And
yeah, but they just
people start to believe
Redskins, it. You know, the Anacostias, you know, because Anacostia is a Native American name and is in the city. So name them Washington Anacostias. I mean, just cut the noise down, you know?
I just think at this point, I'm just wondering, is all this outrage legitimate?
But here's my thing. I'm not full-blooded Native American. So, you know, neither's my mother, neither's my father. So who am I to say what will offend other people? You know what I mean? How can I say, well, it must
said,
not be.
I want to hear from more.
I want to hear from a full-blooded Native American, not somebody who's grandmama and great-grandma. I want to know from a full-blooded Native American.
That man just said his tribe is not even recognized. There are 562 of them that are. So somebody say something.